The Sierra Club says two government-owned coal-fired power plants in Madison are breaking the law. The group says the Charter Street plant at the UW and the state's Capital Heat and Power plant are older plants that have been modified over the years. But the 1976 Clean Air Act requires the addition of modern pollution controls when major changes are made at older plants. Sierra Club attorney Bruce Nillis says the state and university did not add the controls.
The state has skirted those requirements repeatedly over the last two decades. Our year-long investigation has uncovered, we believe, numerous instances where they have spent, in some cases, millions of dollars on these power plants without ever installing readily available pollution controls, without ever asking the DNR, and we believe violated the Clean Air Act.
Nillis says it's ironic that DNR headquarters in Madison gets its energy from the Capitol plant. The Sierra Club has filed a notice of intent to sue the state and university. But UW-Madison facilities official Alan Fish says the Charter Street plant is not violating the Clean Air Act.
While we have done some modifications to the plant, they were largely maintenance items that did not change the emission profile of the Charter Street plant whatsoever. And in fact, we meet all of our air pollution guidelines in our permit today.
But Fish says the UW is working on reducing air emissions at Charter Street and improving efficiency. Those are projects that could cost state taxpayers up to $150 million. Chuck Hornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.